This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW Newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update.
Announced closing on the purchase of Festival Foods and Hometown Grocers this week.
Some Wisconsin lawmakers want to make it easier to carry guns without a license and harder for the government to regulate them. The measles outbreak in Oconto County is officially over, according to the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. There have been no new cases of measles for more than a month. Health officials say that's two incubation periods, or 42 days, the threshold that marks the end of an outbreak. All of the state's 36 confirmed cases of measles were located in Oconto County and happened to people who were not vaccinated. Two people were hospitalized. The outbreak began after someone traveling out of state was exposed to measles. Wisconsin has one of the lowest measles vaccination rates in the country, which increases its risk of measles outbreaks, especially as children return to school. As of October 21st, health workers say they don't expect to report any further cases of measles. Former Packers kicker Mason Crosby had a little fun with his Packers field goal record being broken. In an admirable example of good sportsmanship, Crosby took to Instagram to congratulate Packers kicker Lucas Haversick, whose 61-yard boot last week set a new Packers record for the longest field goal. That knocked out Crosby's 58-yard record from way back in 2011 in a game against the Vikings. Congrats, awesome 61-yarder down in Arizona, Crosby said in a video message. Records are made to be broken. I'm proud of you, bud. You helped the Packers get a win yesterday. But then Crosby flashed the ceremonial football he received to commemorate his record-winning kick. Crosby joked, "Just help me figure out what I'm going to do with this now." Haversick replied, "So much value in that ball." And countless Packer fans chimed in, offering to take the commemorative ball off Crosby's hands. Wisconsin Republican Senators Tim Carpenter and Andre Jacques have introduced a plan that would let people carry concealed weapons without a permit. The bills also include tax breaks on guns and ammunition. Supporters say the changes protect personal freedom. Democrats argue the measures would increase gun violence. Meanwhile, the De Pere City Council approved a resident's permit to operate a gun repair shop out of his home, even though many in the community, including some council members, expressed concerns. Daniel Farnsworth applied for a conditional use permit for his business, which would also sell firearms online. The De Pere City Council unanimously approved his application in their Tuesday night meeting. Council members say their hands are tied. Under Wisconsin law, local municipalities cannot regulate firearms beyond state statutes. Farnsworth's home is near several schools and a Catholic church. A supporter of Farnsworth spoke out at the meeting, citing his training as a gunsmith. Farnsworth himself pushed back on the safety issue, suggesting there are greater risks for children in the area from sex offenders and other criminals living nearby than from his potential customers. Farnsworth still needs to get his federal firearms license before he opens his shop. Now's your chance to rent a cozy rooftop igloo to enjoy the holiday festivities in downtown Green Bay. On Broadway just announced they're taking reservations for the heated igloos perched on top of the Herkman Mechanical Building as part of the upcoming Christ Kingle Market on Broadway. You can make reservations for a Thursday, Friday, or Saturday night, November 20th through December 20th. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day or on demand anytime at WGBW.FM, I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm.